Now, today, mortgage rates were a little changed, even though we got the Federal Reserve minutes out to this morning, and they're predicting stagflation. So how does stagflation play a role in today's real estate market? Well, we're going to talk about that. And NVIDIA, the markets were just waiting for NVIDIA earnings to come out, and it blew away the numbers. So how is this affecting mortgage rates and real estate? I'm going to explain it to you all in this video. So my name is Dan Frio. I actually do this report two times a day to explain to you guys what's going on with these other over there. And the reason being is I'm a federally licensed mortgage loan officer. So if you're out there looking to buy a home or refinance, I'd love to be able to help. Our slogan's one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? You're going to have to stay to the end of this video to figure that one out. So without further ado, let's get to these things over here. So we saw mortgage rates basically stagnant today, but some interesting information just came out. The Federal Reserve is now predicting or forecasting stagflation. Well, how bad is stagflation? What could we expect in real estate if Flagstation hits? That's what we're going to look at here briefly, and then we're going to go over NVIDIA earnings. But first off, let's get over to CNBC. Steve Leisman has the latest reports on the Federal Reserve minutes that we received later earlier today. Let's take a deep dive into those to see what they were thinking at the time when they didn't pause rate or when they paused rates at the last meeting.
But we Steve got some breaking news from the Fed with the minutes being released. Steve Leisman has the details. Steve?
Thanks very much. Fed officials said current monetary policy was moderately restrictive, allowing the committee to take a more cautious approach until the effects of government policies were more clear. The committee said they were well positioned to wait for more clarity on inflation and economic outlooks. The risk for higher inflation and higher unemployment both had risen. And remember, this meeting came before the May 12th relaxation of those China tariffs.
Okay, so this report and when the Federal Reserve met, this is really important. They met before President Trump really relaxed all the tariffs out in the country. So he even said, and even the Secretary Bessent said, well, these tariffs we put on everybody, they can't be sustained. Well, when the Federal Reserve met, they didn't know that. So they have to put that into their forecast. And this is what you get before they come out and the tariffs have been either modified, reduced, or maybe paused for now. So let's see what their thinking was at the time.
Almost all participants were concerned about more persistent inflation from the tariffs. And also they were concerned about the difficult trade-off if inflation was persistent and you had weaker growth. On the issue of weaker growth, the staff saw weaker growth in 2025 and 2026. The Fed said ultimately the effects of changing government policy and impact to the economy were highly uncertain. That word uncertain comes up quite a bit here. Certainly about the economic outlook, almost all participants noted the risk of inflation could prove more persistent, and they assessed tariffs on intermediate goods could lead to more persistent inflation. Guys, I think I'll leave it there. I'm just looking through more of these headlines. They really amount to the same thing. Some participants saw businesses limit hiring because of the elevated uncertainty. Several members noted downbeat sentiment among manufacturers. A few members commented that retailers were downbeat due to perceived tariff impact. But I guess what we don't know is how much the world has changed since May 12th. Then the threat of the European tariffs put on, taken off. I think the uncertainty is high, but maybe the immediate danger of tariffs is about it has abated a bit, guys.
Don't you want to just sit there and go, blah, 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 blah. What is going on? So that's what we're seeing right through there. So what I did is I took this article, like I always do, and I put it into ChatGPT. Here's how it breaks down. So I want to basically break down these elements for you and just give you what's going on with all these things. Okay, what's going on? The Fed is concerned the U.S. could face stagflation, a mix of slow economic growth and high inflation. Okay, so what's prompting this? And I'm going to have to agree with them. If the tariffs hit and they're as robust as President Trump initially put them out to be, and knowing that they can't be sustained, well, yeah, we dramatically go into stagflation because it's way going to increase the inflation rates. And because everything's going to stall out, you're probably going to have unemployment go up and everything else. But, what's truly going to go on with the inflation numbers? That's what people don't know as well as I don't know. So let's get over here. This is partly due to new tariffs recently put on place in the government. So again, they're meeting the Federal Reserve's meeting. This is the notes that came out of it. This was prior to China getting kind of extended and the EU also getting postponed. Economic outlook, well, yeah, if all these things took place, you would slow the economy or growth. It would rise the unemployment numbers and inflation would tick up continually. But the question is, or the concern is, what's going to happen? So are tariffs going to really push inflation out there? Are they going to be in as high as everybody's expecting? The unknown is what everybody's scratching their head about. And the unknowns are also keeping rates up higher than they need to be because it's unknown what's going to happen. So that's one of the reasons behind that. So once a lot of this starts to kind of, let's say the dust settles, then we can get a real beat on what interest rates are going to do from there. So that's, I'm really not going to go out there and put a lot of predictions on, specifically what's going to go on. I'll give you my take on what I think's going to go on. We'll get to that in a second. Go to the economic calendar. Here's what we had today. And there's one piece of this puzzle that I don't like. And it's the five-year auction right through here. If you see that through here, you can see that it took a yield at 4.071 to get rid of all these bonds. Previously, it was 3.99. Not a huge move, but the rate needed to go up to get rid of the debt. That means supply demands requiring a higher yield to buy all this debt. That's a concern. The FOMC meeting notes, they came out and we just went over those. And then that's about it for today. Now, tomorrow's a different story. Tomorrow, we're going to get the GDP numbers, and that's going to fill in one of those blanks that we watch on a daily basis, which is right through, let me put it up on the board, economy at a glance. So here's what we look at through here. So the economy at a glance numbers, this is what the Federal Reserve monitors to set the federal funds rate right through here. We're going to get the GDP numbers right through here, and they're going to fill in the gap. How are these faring? Well, that's going to determine what happens basically a lot of times between this and this. So if we see inflation tick up, especially because of tariffs, you might see production slowing, and that's what they're predicting throughout this. So we go through here. They're predicting the economy to slow down, slow growth, rising unemployment, and that stubborn inflation numbers to keep high. And again, I'd have to agree with that if the inflation or the tariff numbers were set in stone already, but since they're not, we really don't know what's going to happen with those. And then that is going to have a ripple effect all the way down through the markets as well as with interest rates. So we have to pay attention to those on a closely basis. So again, what we're going to focus in on tomorrow is continued jobless claims. That's giving us a bead on where the jobs market looks like. Last reading was 1.9, is expected to come in right at 1.9 again. We'll see how this goes. We're going to get GDP. Those numbers are coming out. And then the following day, we're going to get right through here, the PCE numbers. This is the number one inflation number that the Federal Reserve monitors. Is it going to be really worth a darn? Well, you kind of have to sit here and say, well, how accurate are these numbers going to be if we have tariffs increasing inflation kind of going like this? So if you have 2 weeks of inflation, the tariffs, this price range, and then it comes down to here and so forth. But there was some good news. We did rack in a lot of income for the tariff revenues over the last month. Let me see if I can pull those up before we go away. Tariff revenue. Let's see if it pops up here. I think there was something that just came out recently. Here it is. Trump tariff revenue has already topped $22 billion in May. Now, I don't really know how that fares with the rest of the numbers that come in, what we really receive per month. I'll take a dive in on that to let you guys know, is this good, bad, or what it really does, because we can't judge a book by its cover. I always tell you guys that. So I just wanted to bring this up. Is it bringing in a lot of revenue? Is this going to help? Hurt? What's it going to do? I'll kind of try to help explain that as well once I take a deeper dive into that. So to conclude, mortgage rates are basically stagnant for today. The economic calendar for the rest of the week, really tomorrow, the jobless claims, unless this comes out really good or bad one way or another, you're probably not going to see the markets move much. But we're going to focus in on that GDP to see where we're at. Is production starting to increase, decrease? Where is it going? So we'll focus in on this. But again, guys, all this information is going to change if the president sneezes or maybe does something else, because every move he makes, especially in regards to tariffs, is amplified right through here. And these are ultimately affecting these over here and home affordability. So that's what we're seeing in the markets today. So hopefully you enjoyed this video. We're going to see what happens tomorrow based on this economic news. So join me tomorrow at the opening bell. But I hope you haven't missed today's live event. If you wasn't there, I talk about the housing crash that never was. People predicted it in 2022, 2023, 2024, and now they're saying it's here finally in 2025. So check out my live event. We talk about those. We actually call out a few of the crash people on there to just figure out where in the heck are they getting their data, because I pulled up one piece of information and it was completely wrong. It was, I'll say it was, the word I would say for that video was, it was bonkers, if you get what I mean. Thanks for watching, folks. Have a fantastic day. God bless you. If you're out there and need help, if you're looking to buy or refinance a home, I'd hope you use me because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool. We're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders. How do we do that? Well, I work at a federal bank. That's where I work, actually, at a federal bank. And our bank is set up with 33 other lenders. Why? It's to help you guys out when you're looking for that best rate. So why just call one bank when you can put in your application, where one application is actually going to get viewed by 30 different lenders when it comes to your interest rate. So allow me to shop those rates for you. Thanks for watching, folks. If you need some help, reach out to us. We'd love to help. Otherwise, see you back here tomorrow morning. Have a great night. Bye-bye.